For this Thursday, April 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County 911 Dispatch has announced that the Tau Factory Road project got underway earlier this week. Drivers should notice that not only is Tau Factory Road closed, but Everett Street is now closed at 4th Street. The westbound lane of 4th Street is closed at the Tau Factory intersection. The middle turn lane is now the westbound lane. Drivers should slow down and use caution when in this area for this new traffic pattern. A man accused of stealing a beer truck and leading police on a multi-county chase is now being held on a multi-million-dollar bond. 41-year-old Randall Baker appeared in court Wednesday, where a judge set his bond at $10 million surety or $1 million cash. Authorities say the incident began around 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon when Baker allegedly stole a Bud Light delivery truck from a liquor store on North Governor Street in Evansville. Deputies say the driver was unloading the truck at the time and was forced to jump out of the moving vehicle. Police later spotted the stolen truck traveling west on Diamond Avenue near Resurrection Drive. When deputies attempted to stop him, they say Baker refused to pull over, triggering a pursuit. The chase continued west into Posey County toward Wadesville, then turned north on State Road 165 toward Poseyville. Deputies deployed stop sticks at the intersection of State Road 165 and High School Road, but say Baker struck a patrol vehicle driven by Deputy Jared Zwilling before crashing into a field. According to authorities, Baker refused to exit the truck after the crash, and deputies used pepper ball rounds to take him into custody. He was taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Investigators say his blood alcohol content was 0.103. Deputy Zwilling was not injured. Baker now faces multiple charges, including attempted murder, auto theft, criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon, resisting law enforcement, reckless operation of a tractor trailer, and driving while intoxicated. A review hearing in the case is scheduled for April 15th. CenterPoint Energy is rolling out billing changes for customers in southwestern Indiana. Starting this summer, the company says its budget billing program will be renamed Levelized Billing in response to requirements under a new state law. Under House Enrolled Act 1002, eligible CenterPoint Indiana Electric customers who apply for the state's low-income home energy assistance program will be automatically enrolled in the new plan. Levelized billing is designed to spread estimated yearly electricity cost into 12 consistent monthly payments, helping customers avoid seasonal spikes in their bills. The changes take effect July 1st of this summer and apply only to the electric portion of a customer's bill. Payment amounts will be recalculated twice a year to maintain more predictability monthly cost. Customers will still have the option to opt out at any time, either before or after enrollment. Last night in local high school sports, North Posey baseball had their game at home versus Wright's postponed to this evening at 5 o'clock. The Vikings are 1-0 on the year. From local college sports on Wednesday night, Evansville softball won their fourth straight game as they defeated Bellarmine at home 5-3. The Purple Aces have won 8 of their last 9 games and are 15-17 overall. Today, USI baseball begins a 3-game series at home versus SIU Edwardsville at 3 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 18-11 on the season and 3-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI softball is also in action this afternoon as they have a doubleheader at home with Morehead State at 12 o'clock and 2:30. USI softball is 10-19 and 7-5 in the conference. From Major League Baseball on Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals outlasted the New York Mets at home in 11 innings, 2-1. Mason Wynn delivered the 2-out RBI hit that won the game in the 11th inning. The Cardinals took 2-3 in the series and are 4-2 on the year. St. Louis is off today and begin a 3-game series in Detroit on Friday versus the Tigers. The Chicago Cubs won their series at home over the Los Angeles Angels as they took the rubber game of the 3-game set 6-2. The Cubs are 3-3 and enjoy today off before starting a 3-game series in Cleveland versus the Guardians on Friday. The Cincinnati Reds have lost back-to-back games after falling to the Pittsburgh Pirates in the series finale at home 8-3. The Reds are 3-3 overall, and they have today off as well. Cincinnati is in Texas on Friday for a 3-game series with the Rangers. Down in Miami, the Chicago White Sox got hammered by the Marlins 10-0. It's back-to-back losses for the White Sox as they fall to 1-5 in the young season. They have their home opener on Friday versus the Blue Jays. And finishing up last night in the NBA, the Indiana Pacers started their 3-game road trip with a convincing win in Chicago over the Bulls 145-126. The Pacers shot 56% from the field and 41% from three-point range as they were 20 of 48. Pascal Siakam scored 25 points and Ethan Thompson scored 24 points. Indiana has won back-to-back games to improve to 18-58. The Pacers continue their trip in Charlotte for a game with the Hornets tomorrow evening. That's news and sports for this Thursday, April 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the Newsing Time online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jevin Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Thursday.